in pursuit. We're in pursuit.
Hello, everyone. Tonight, thank you for joining me on my new channel, The Last Known. And tonight, we're talking about the disappearance of Ida Beard. So I'm hoping to upload 2 times a week about missing people. And so I think this is so important. And if we have links on the bottom, so if you have or know any information about anybody that we're talking about, click the link, you know, share what you know, because this is so important. And so we're starting off. So we're going to stumble along the way, but we're trying our best. This is our brand new channel. Welcome to The Last Known. So today we are going to explore the disappearance of Ida Beard. So Ida Beard was a 29-year-old mother of four when she had disappeared. She's a member of the Cheyenne Arapaho tribes. So this is where it happened. Ida vanished on the evening of June 30th, 2015, from El Reno, Oklahoma. So her case, as 2025, her case remains unsolved. So this highlighting the systematic failures that disproportionately affected missing Indigenous women in the United States. So what happened to Ida Beard? What happened to her? Why did it take 2 weeks for her case to even be reported? So Ida Beard is more than just a statistic. She was beloved. She was a beloved mother, daughter, a community member. So Ida also lived with her mother, who her mother is blind, who she played a significant role in her family as her caretaker. Ida was also an active member of her church. She volunteered as a Sunday school teacher and helping with the community events. So she was a very helpful lady, 29 years old. So everything I've read about her, I have read several times now that she's known for her French braid style in her hair. So that was something that she must have always worn her hair like that. So the night Ida disappeared, the date was June 30th, 2015. It was an ordinary evening in El Reno, Oklahoma. So Ida told her mother she was heading to visit friends. So this is, I've looked this up from several places, and that's the main thing, is that she had gone to go visit a friend who lived nearby. So she walked over there. She said she'd be back. Hours passed, and she never returned. Okay, so I'm finding through the research I did and looking things up, but on the second day, her family reported her missing. Yet, to their pleas for help, were met with indifference. And shockingly, it's shocking. It took 2 weeks until July 2015 for local authorities to officially open a missing persons case. So at that point, she's already been missing for 2 weeks. So as we all know, time is of essence when somebody is missing. So that's extremely a long time before you start, when you open a case and it's already been 2 weeks. So the delay in launching the investigation wasn't just a procedural failure. It was a loss of critical time. Critical time had been lost, and you can't get that back because that was 2 weeks. So the first hours and days after someone goes missing are critical and very crucial for gathering evidence, interviewing witnesses, and tracking their movements. So when the police finally began investigating, well, their efforts were not, how could they be anything? Because it's been already, like I said, 2 weeks. Remember, this negligence is unfortunately not unique to her case. It reflects the broader pattern of systematic failures in addressing missing Indigenous women. Think about that. I mean, how scary is that? So this is where it gets even more confusing. So Ida Beard has been, she went missing officially June 30th, 2015. But on the Indian Affairs website, they have her missing July 15th, 2022. But everywhere else where I've looked for Ida on social and on websites and stuff, it has that she's been missing since June 30th, of 2015. But on the Indian Affairs website, they have missing since July 15th, 2022. That's huge. That's a huge difference. Absolutely huge. So the questions still remain. Okay. What happened after Ida left her friend? What happened? Nobody knows. And the fact that there was two weeks before anything, so any evidence would have been gone, anything at all. I'm so shocked by all that. Why did it take the authorities so long to act? Again, it's so sad. Were there any witnesses who might have seen her that night? Was everybody questioned that was around that area? What time of night was this? I couldn't find that. I don't know if that's around, if that information's available. What time of night was this? So Ida's family and the community stepped up. They organized the searches and they distributed flyers and turned to social media to keep her story alive. They did what they had to do for their family member. Her cousin, Lorenda Morgan, became a tireless advocate, not only for Ida, but for the broader issue of missing and murdered Indigenous women. She has spoken out about the systematic neglect that plagues cases like Ida's and worked to push the legislative change. And in 2021, Oklahoma passed the Senate Bill 172, which is also known as Ida's Law. Named in her honor, this legislation seeks to address the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous people. The law established an Office of Liaison within the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation to improve communication and coordination between the tribal state and the federal law enforcement. It also aims to provide support for affected families, ensuring that they aren't left to navigate these tragedies alone. And Ida's case is one of thousands of Indigenous women in the U.S. that are disproportionately affected by violence and disappearances. And studies show there are up by 10 times more likely to go missing than non-Indigenous women. Ida's story serves as both a heartbreaking reminder and a rallying cry for change. As of today, Ida Beard's case remains unsolved. We are in January of 2025, and it is still unsolved. Her family continue to search for answers and refusing to let her story fade away. And they hope that by keeping her name alive, someone, somewhere will come forward with information needed to solve her case. If you can remember, or if you know somebody that was around that time and saw something, Ida Beard was last seen June 30th, 2015 in El Reno, Oklahoma. If you know anything, if you have any information about Ida's disappearance, please contact the Bureau of Indian Affairs Missing and Murdered Unit at 1-833-560-2065. Ida Beard was a daughter, a mother, a friend, a community member who was loved and cherished. Her disappearance is a tragedy that underscores the urgent need for systematic change. By sharing Ida's story, we honor her memory and continue to fight for justice, and not just for her, but for all missing and murdered Indigenous women. Listen, thank you so much for joining us today on this episode of The Last Known. If you have any information, please reach out to the number I provided. Thank you so much.